Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise for bringing us here yet again. We thank the Lord, people of God, because truly it is another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day he's kept us. He's kept our minds.
The recording has started.
He's kept our hearts. I'm telling you, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for what he's doing in this hour, in this time. Amen. We thank God on tonight. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We want to welcome you, people of God, where the word is going out. The word is going out. People are being blessed, healed, delivered, saved, set free. My God, there's so much going on, and it's all going on right here at the Prayer News Network Global. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. We glorify him again. It is, as we stated, another day that the Lord has kept us. Yes, another day that the Lord has kept us. So we thank the Lord tonight. We thank him. We welcome you, each and every one of you. We welcome you tonight. We want to welcome our international leaders per usual. We just want to welcome you. And we want to tell you, come on in, come on in. If you're listening by radio or you're listening by Facebook, however you're listening on tonight, we want to just tell you to come on in. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Glory to God. We just thank God. Listen, we're here with open arms, with open heart on tonight. We're here with open hearts. And people of God, we want you to come. Let us go into the presence of the Lord. Let us go into the presence of the Lord. Truly, the Lord has been doing great things on the line, and we're so grateful. My Lord, this week has just been phenomenal. And we're thanking the Lord, thanking him for his divine visitation, thanking him. I'm telling you, glory to God, even on last week, the word that has been coming. And I tell you, from Friday to Friday, I'll tell you the word last Friday. I think I told just about everybody that I came in contact with. Yes, yes. I begin to really, amen, as the man of God, who's also our speaker tonight, as he began to pick that word open, there was so much that came out of it that it just quickened me. It revived me. And I thank the Lord on tonight. I thank him. Glory to God. And I'm excited for what he's about to do on tonight. Listen, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. Faith cometh by hearing, as the man of God said. Yes, it is good to read, but faith cometh by hearing. We want you to hear and read. Glory to God, as the word goes forth into our hearings. So we just thank God on tonight. We have great anticipation for all that the Lord shall do. We do know that the Lord shall do great things. And while you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in with you as well. Listen, invite. Invite, even if you're listening by radio, if you're listening by Facebook, invite. If you just called in, glory to God, on the net, on the web, still invite somebody to come. Tag, copy, and send so that someone else can be blessed. We are indeed blessed, blessed of the Lord, and we don't want to keep it to ourselves. So we just thank God for you. Thank you for coming. Thank God again for all of our international listeners. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for each of you on tonight. Whatever country, whichever country you're listening from, we just thank God for you. We just want to let you know that we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to come out to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God tonight for our listeners that are here in this continental U.S. We thank God for you, those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea. We thank God for you. We just thank God for everybody, everybody. We just thank the Lord for you because you are somebody in God, and we love you. We appreciate you on tonight. Just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, thanking him for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking him on tonight. Had it not been the Lord, had he not died, had he not given his life, had he not shed his blood, I don't know where I would be. But I'm so grateful and I'm so glad that he did on tonight, not only for me, but for you and for those that shall, that are yet to come. We just thank God for you on tonight. I just want to thank God on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking the Lord for him and our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thank God for the first family. Just thanking the Lord tonight for Apostle Samuel Huggins James of Trinidad. He's our senior apostle. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. And as well, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. He's a jurisdictional prelate, state of Georgia and Northeast jurisdiction. I just want to thank God tonight for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God. Just thanking God for them. It was truly the Lord that has divinely appointed each one of them. And we thank the Lord for them and all that they bring to this outreach ministry. People of God, truly, it's the Lord that's building the house, building this outreach ministry. It is marvelous in our eyes. And we're so very, very, very grateful. Very, very grateful for it on tonight. Glory to God. And we just, again, give God thanks. We give God praise. Thanking him tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking him for our scripture reader on tonight. We just thank the Lord. Amen. We just thank the Lord. And for you, people of God, wherever you are, whomever you are, we just thank the Lord for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to this Prayer News Network Global. It's a global work. It's a global outreach ministry. We're trying to reach the lost at all costs, at any cost. Glory to God. We're trying to reach them. So we again thank the Lord. Amen. As you're coming in, I want you to go ahead and invite someone to come in on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. People of God, invite someone to come. We want someone. We're excited. Listen, when you have something good, you want to share it, and we just want to share this word. We just want to share this good news on tonight. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. So, again, we thank God for you, people of God, each and every one of you. Thank God for these awesome speakers that he's bringing to the line, he's been bringing to the line. We thank the Lord for you on tonight. We do. We thank the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Glory to God. Prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight as we get ready to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God. Pull your hearts in. Pull your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. How many just believe? How many just believe there's a blessing from the Lord on tonight? I believe it. I don't know about you, but I just believe there's a blessing from the Lord. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for all that he's doing, for all that he's yet to do. We thank him for the manifestation of his power, his glory, his might. We just give God thanks. We give God praise because we know that he's yet in control. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, again, if you would, go ahead and bring your hearts and minds in. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in on tonight. Bring them in on tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. And then, glory to God, after the prayer, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins on tonight in that order. And then, people of God, we're going to give way, amen, for the word. We want you to get your pen, though. Get your pen, get your pencil, get your paper, get your pad, get your phone, whatever you're going to be taking notes on. We want you to go ahead and get that. Get it read. Get it right now. Get ready, Lord to God, because we just know that the Lord shall speak to us on the night. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I just believe that there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, and actually it's a psalm. Amen, Jesus. It's a psalm. Glory be to God. And it says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, I give your name praise. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Hallelujah. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Tonight, glory to God, lifting up unto him the glory that is due unto his name. Will you do it tonight? Will you do it,
Will you do it tonight? Glory to God. Lift up your heads on tonight. Glory be to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? Hallelujah. And we know tonight that Jesus is his name. Glory to God. Oh, come on, people of God. Come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Come on and lift him up on tonight. Come on and tell him. Glory to God. Come on and worship him on tonight. Tell him something sweet on tonight. Tell him who he is. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you've had a long day. Glory to God. But people of God, now it is time to give honorage unto he that has kept us all week long. Now it is time to give honorage unto the Lord God. Hallelujah. Collectively, collectively. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is time. It is time. It is time on tonight, glory to God, for it is this cause, hallelujah, that he has caused us to come and assemble in this place together in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, Jehovah God. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for being our strong tower. We're thanking you on tonight for being our Savior. We're thanking you on tonight for being our Redeemer. We thank you on tonight for being the lover of our soul. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for when we were yet in our sins. Father, you came and you gave your life, and for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. We're thanking you on today. Glory be to your name. We thank you on today. Hallelujah. Father, we come and lift your name on high. We come to tell you thank you tonight. We come to tell you thank you one more time. We come to tell you thank you for life, and that more abundantly. We come to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for keeping us all week long. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify your name on tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We glorify you tonight. Father, despite of how we feel, we glorify you on tonight. For you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the honor. And we give your name praise on tonight. We praise you on tonight. Hallelujah, we praise you. We praise you on tonight. We praise you, hey God. We praise you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. Glory to God. Father, in our soul, rise up and give you praise. Our soul, rise up and give you honor. Our soul, rise up. Hallelujah, in this day, in this time, in this hour, our soul, rise up to give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. And Father, we're asking you today, we're asking you to look upon us, look upon this line, look upon this people in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to look upon us. Oh, glory to God in the sea, oh God, in the east, in the west, in the north, in the south. We're asking you to look upon us tonight in thy precious name. Oh, glory be to your name. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to forgive sin. We're asking you to pardon iniquity on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you to cleanse us again. We're asking you to revive us again. We're asking you to renew us again. In the precious name, oh God, oh glory be to your name. Father, lift us today. Father, lift your people today. Father, lift us today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, lift today. Revive. Oh God, breathe upon us in that precious name. Oh glory be to your name, oh God. Father, we're asking you today. We're asking you today, oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to look upon the body. Look upon your people tonight. Father, those that are sick, we're asking you to make whole tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, make whole. Restore on tonight. Heal on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God, we're asking you to do it. Father, do it as all that you can. For you are Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. And Father, we're asking you today, we're asking you to do it today, we're asking you to stir
Oh, God, stir the waters. Oh, glory to God. Stir the waters of my soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, these tonight. Father, hey, God. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, you are our provider. And we're asking you to meet these on the night. Situations, circumstances on the night. Father, we're asking you tonight. Yeah, glory to God. We're asking you tonight to move in a mighty way. Oh, glory to your name. Move on the altar. Move on the mind of your people tonight. As we cast our cares, we cast our cares upon you in thy precious name. But you care for each and every one of us. You care, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are the all-seeing eye. Father, what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for moving for your people. We're thanking you tonight. Father, we're asking you to lift tonight. Lift the grieving hearts. Lift up tonight. Lift glory, I will say. Oh God, those that have lost loved ones, we're asking you to move, glory to God. We're asking you to move. Oh God, but there's healing in your wings. There's healing. Oh God, healing in your wings. Father, we're asking you to touch tonight. Touch the grieving heart. Relieve, oh God. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking you to touch tonight. We're asking you to touch tonight. We're asking you to move on the children tonight. Move, glory to God. Oh God, move on, see. Oh God, move in a mighty way. Father, move on the children tonight. Cover them all, glory to God. We're asking you to cover them tonight. Cover them in your blood. Father, but they know not the way. But Father, we know that you're able to cover. We know that you're able to shield. And we're asking you all tonight, Father, that you will heal. Oh God, the situations. Oh God, heal their land. Heal circumstances, oh God, that they find themselves a part of. But Father, we're asking your guiding hand. Father, that you will lead, guide, and direct them unto all truth. Glory be to God. Your little oh God, your little apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your past teachers, oh God, the body of Christ, the heir of salvation. Father, we're asking that you'll move them tonight. We're asking that you'll move, oh glory. We're asking that you move tonight. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we're asking you all tonight. Father, we're asking you all tonight. Oh, God, to move for your people. Father, move, move, move. Oh, God, move in the winds. Move. Hey, Father, move in the winds, in the winds. Father, move. Oh, God, in the rain, we hey, God. Oh, God, move in the rain. Oh, God, water our land. Open unto us your good treasure. Oh, God, the heavens to give the rain. Woo, God, hear the Bahia. Oh, God, the heavens to give the rain unto your land. Oh, God, unto our land. We're asking you to do it all tonight. We're asking you to do it all tonight. And, Father, we're asking you all glory to God. Those that have been affected. Those that have been affected by the hurricane. Those that have been affected by the storm. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. Touch in that situation. Touch up tonight. Oh, God, cause your people to know that you're yet able to restore. Be with them, oh God, for you give them angels charge to keep us in our way. Touch them on tonight. Yeah, God, I must say, God, touch on tonight. Glory to God. Touch and lift the hearts on tonight. Lift the hearts of your people, we pray, in thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Even in government, move. Oh God, move in government. Oh God, but we know that you're yet in control. You're yet in control. Oh, God, last Jeremiah. Oh, God, we're trusting in you. Oh, God, we're trusting in you. Hey, God, it's your way. Your perfect will shall be done in the land. Father, we will touch it and agree it all tonight. We said, let your will be done. Let your, not on the red side, not on the blue side, but, Father, let your perfect and divine will be done in the lives of your people. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We trust you tonight. Yeah. Well, God, we trust you. Ah, yes, God. And I must say, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking you to save. Save to the utmost. Save somebody. Father, save somebody. Oh, God, cause them to hear your voice. Cause them to hear your call. Cause them to hear and feel your tug to come nigh unto them. Come, oh, God. Oh, God, cause them to be yielding unto you. A yielding unto you, oh, glory to God. In thy precious name, oh, God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight for each and every listener, each and every one that has come to this line, each and every one that shall come to this line in the days, the months, the years ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you will bless them tonight. Bless tonight, Father. Bless. Hey, God, bless as only you can. Bless, Haya. God, bless, Haya. Haya. Oh, Father, we're asking that you are blessed, 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 blessed. Oh, God, bless. Glory to God. Oh, God, bless us only you can. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your fire. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, for your refiner's fire. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight that the word come, oh, glory to God. Cause the word, oh, God, to cleanse us and purify us and purge us, oh, God, in thy precious name. And for this, we give you praise. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your manifestation. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory, hey, God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you are tonight, Father, filled with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill tonight, Father, right where, hallelujah, someone may be sitting, right where they may be lying, right where they may be on, even on the job. Father, we're asking that you would move by your spirit. Move by your spirit, we do pray in thy precious name, oh God. Now, Father, we give you thanks and praise, oh God, for your speaker on tonight. We give you thanks and praise for the man of God on tonight. Father, we're asking you to have free course. Let your spirit have free course on tonight. Let your spirit have free course on tonight. Move, ha! Hey, God, there's Shabbo. Father, we're asking that you would move by your spirit, move by your anointing. Bless your speaker tonight. Bless, glory to God, as only you can. Father, we're asking that you would bless and strengthen for this word, for this hour. Oh, glory to God, we're asking that you do it, Father. We're asking that you do it tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory for what you're about to do. We're thanking you on tonight for the expectancy, for the stirring of the faith of your people. We thank you tonight. Glory to God, for we know that you shall truly meet every need. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. Each and every one, each and every household represented tonight. Father, we're asking that you bless. Bless, oh God. Bless, Haya. Bless, Haya. Oh, Father, bless, bless, bless. Oh, God, for you know what your people have need of. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We're asking glory to God that you hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover each and every one of us, each and every one represented, each and every home, each and every family represented. Cover in thy precious name, oh God. Cause your glory to be revealed in the lives of your people. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for every blessing. We're thanking you for every sign, every wonder. Father, we say have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it tonight as sons of God. We forbid backlash on tonight. We forbid retaliation on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we say have your way now. Have your way in us. Have your way among us. And we're thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your prepared word for your people. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise. We do give you all of the honor and all of the glory is due unto you, O God, in thy name, Jesus. And every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we'll have, glory to God, the reading of the word. Amen. On tonight, Sister Mary.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 34th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The armor shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I have read to you the 34th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. May God have blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, we thank the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word. Glory to God. The Psalm says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has brought us here in this place. People of God, listen, we pray that you are intentional in your coming. We pray that you are not just coming to be coming, but we're praying, glory to God, that you have a mind, that you have a mind for higher in him, that you have a mind, glory to God, to be made by him, that you have a mind to take the word that you hear and apply it to your life. Glory be to God. You may not remember every single thing that is said, but people of God, that's why we have our broadcast, that you can go back and listen to them. But listen, even in that, whatever you hear, take a portion of it. Take a portion of it and apply it to your lives. Amen. For the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take the word before you can make it applicable to your lives. Amen. Glory be to God. But somebody ought to say, that will not be my portion. Hallelujah. I declare and I decree it on today. Glory to God. Every word spoken, the living word. Glory be to God. We give God thanks. Amen. That we shall walk thereby. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Come to be with you on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. Invite a couple of people on tonight, people of God, because somebody needs to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we thank God on tonight, people of God. We thank God, and as we're getting ready to travel up to Atlanta, Georgia, we give God thanks and praise for this man of God who has committed, and God is truly doing great things. Amen. Every Friday night, we thank God for he has committed to come to be with us. And I'm telling you, just even the teach word, glory to God, that word that came on Friday night, as I first stated, I'm telling you, I've been telling people about that word, because so much came out of it, and this is how we make it applicable. Amen. Glory to God, that though the winds come, glory to God, though we may find ourselves in a dark place, hold on. Glory be to God. Going through, you may be going through some turbulent times. Glory be to God, but the Lord has made us a promise. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks on tonight. Again, we're going up to Atlanta by way of Applied Word Ministries. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this man of God on tonight, people of God, we want you to receive God's messenger for the hour, none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you on tonight. Press star 6, minister. There you are.
Praise God. Praise God, praise people of God. What an absolute blessing. What an absolute blessing. Word of God says to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. And that prayer just blessed me. You know, as you was praying, sister, I mean, the Lord just really laid on my heart. He just kind of brought me back in remembrance of that I used to do many years ago at my church. We had corporate prayer where we all would come together and gather together and just pray before the Lord. And as you was praying, I was praying, and, you know, and I'm praying that a lot of you all on this phone was also praying. It's so important. Prayer is so important. Prayer is communicating with God.
Yes,
you know, communicating with God. And if you really think about that word communicating, the root word of it is commune. So we're communicating with God, and God wants us to communicate with him. And the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance, you all have your Bibles right now. I'm going to give you all a nugget. The Spirit of God mentioned to me today that before every message from now on, I'm to give a nugget. Your nuggets are vital. Nuggets are important. Nuggets are precious. They are very precious. And this nugget really, really ties into the Prayer News Network. It ties into the vision that God has really placed on the heart of this sister and all of you all that are heavily involved in the founding of Prayer News Network and the moving forth, that I believe God has great things for the vision of the Prayer News Network. Turn to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And before I read this, let us just pray before we get into Heavenly Father. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to minister to these, your sheep. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone would think through my mind. I pray, Lord, that it let it be none of me and all of you, Lord God. Fill me with your spirit. I decrease so that you may increase, Lord God. It's all about you. We're vessels. I give you all the glory and honor and praise, Lord. And I pray for every person on this phone line tonight. God got you here for a reason. There's a message. There's a word God wants you to know. Many of you have asked questions in your private time to God. You know, I don't understand this. How do I understand it? Where do I begin? What do I do? I want to know you, Father, but I just, you know, I don't know how or what to do. The Spirit of God has heard, and he will answer. Turn to 2 Chronicles. I thank you, Lord God, before we say that. Remember, we always end every prayer in the precious name of Jesus. I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that's a quick lesson there. Never pray without ending it with the name of Jesus. You sign that prayer off by ending it with the name of Jesus, because the only way to the Father is you give glory and honor and praise to God when you recognize his son. When you accept his son, Jesus, he died on the cross for us. So thank you all. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm going to give you this nugget. I want you all to just, if you got your Bibles, open it up and go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you don't, just listen, because we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I'm in the King James Version. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Praise God, will heal their land. Will heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name. My people, which are called by my name. We're called Christians. We're called Christians. Or let me say it another way, Christians. We're called Christians. And my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Let's take that verse and make it actionable. First of all, we're called by his name, Christians. The next step, he says, to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. That's step two. The third step says, and pray. That's number three. And seek my face. Number four. And turn from their wicked ways. That's number five. As a result of doing all of that, humble yourself, pray, seek his face, and turn from your wicked ways. But this qualifies for my people. And who are his people? The ones who are called by his name. See, God wants you to understand how to study his word. And you have to meditate in his word in order to get to know him. So now look at this scripture. This scripture is what I call a classic if-then. It's interesting. I work in technology. And in technology, what do I mean? I work with computers. That's what I do as my occupation. Computers are usually programmed, right? They have certain commands that they've been told to do, right? They're not human. They're machines. But these commands have to be put in by humans. And one of the statements in a computer program is called an if-then statement. An if-then statement. And see, man think they invented that, but this was always there in the Word of God. The Word of God says there's nothing new under the sun. And we know that everything was made and created by the Word. So everything out here in this natural world came from God's Word. Because the Word of God says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it says further that there was nothing that was made that wasn't made by the Word. So it shouldn't surprise us that I can find an if-then statement in the Bible, just like we program computers with if-then statements. So look at this if-then statement. If, there's the if my people which are called by my name to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their ways, watch this, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. So see, if-then statements are nothing new. They came from the Bible. I'm here to tell you that everything in this world came from the Bible. But some of you are right now in other countries, perhaps, or even in this country, I just shown you something that was a nugget, something that's fascinating. You never saw it in the scriptures, but I'm here to tell you everything is in the scriptures. That's why it's so important to get in the scriptures and spend time with God, and God will renew your mind. He's going to renew your mind with the Word of God. Your mind needs to be renewed because you're used to things in the world, and you think that these things in the world were just created by man. Someone was just smart enough, and they came up with this idea. I'm here to tell you that everything we see all around us came from the Word of God. So to make a scripture applicable, look at that. He's telling you exactly what to do. He's telling you, number one, first of all, he's talking to his people. Now, how do you know you are his people? Because you're called by his name. And now he's going to tell you what to do. Humble yourself and pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Humble yourself, pray, and turn from your wicked ways. See, a lot of us are seeking his hand. See, but when you seek his face, you can have what's in his hand. When you seek a person's face, you're interested in them and building a relationship with them. When you seek their hands, you're interested in what they got, perhaps to give you, or something you want from them. God says, seek my face. Humble yourself, pray, seek my face. As a result of you doing that, he's going to tell you what he's going to do. then will I hear from heaven. He's going to hear. Look at that. He's going to hear. He's going to hear. Did God hear my prayer? He's going to hear. He's going to hear from where? Heaven. Why from heaven? Because that's where he's at. That's where he's at. Then I will hear. Will I hear from heaven and will forgive? Look at that. He's going to forgive. So he's going to hear and he's going to forgive. He's telling you what he's going to do as a result of you doing what he asked you to do. That's throughout the Bible. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So God, look at God. Look what God is going to do. He's going to hear, he's going to forgive, and he's going to heal. Praise God. Look at that. He's going to hear, he's going to forgive, and he's going to heal. He's going to do those three things. That's his part. What's your part? Your part is to humble. Your part is to pray. Your part is to seek his face. And your part is to turn from your wicked ways. See, this book is applicable. You can do the book. You can do the book. One of the things in my ministry the Lord had laid on my heart many years ago was a thing called Work the Word. Work the Word workshops. We're going to do what the Word says to do. That's what we're going to do. You can't earn your salvation, so don't get it wrong. You're not earning anything. Salvation is a gift that was given by God. God is just saying, I need your obedience. And when you obey, there's just certain benefits you're going to have. Certain benefits you're going to have while you're, and we talked about benefits last week. We talked about God's benefits package. Here are some more benefits. You know, when you do what he say and obey his word, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said it, shall he not do it? Had he not spoken, shall it not come to pass? That's a scripture in the word of God. Those scriptures just brought it back to my remembrance. God is real. God is real. You know? He is just as real as you and I sitting here. So that's the nugget for today. And one of the things the Lord, just remember that, 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. For those of you who wonder if God is hearing you, I just showed you how he's going to hear you. Are you humbling yourself? Are you praying? Are you seeking his face? Watch this. Are you turning from your wicked ways? Because he said, then will I hear from heaven. Is God hearing my prayer? Because it seems like he's not answering my prayer. Do you ever wonder if God hears your prayer? Well, I just gave you the qualifications for him hearing it. See, if I wondered if God really heard me, I would go back and say, am I humbling myself? Okay, let me correct that, okay? Am I praying? No, I got to correct that. Am I praying? Jesus was praying all the time. So there's something very powerful about prayer. We just told you what it is. It's communicating with God, a communing with God. God wants you to talk to him. He wants you to tell him everything. Tell him the good, the bad, and ugly. I learned that many years ago, that transparency of God is one of the most powerful things you can have in your life. It's not like you can hide anything from him, be it good or bad. He sees all, he knows all, he's in all. He's all in all. God wants you to know him, and he loves you just where you're at. Just stay transparent with him. Say, Father, I don't understand. There's been so many times I went to the Lord, I said, Father, I don't understand. Well, I was very transparent to God. You know, I was feeling some kind of way about that, and I did this, and that was wrong. You saw it. Ain't no use of me lying about it. Hey, I can't hide nothing from you. I love being transparent with God because it keeps my heart pure, and it keeps me clean before him. See, we always, as humans, we're always trying to hide something from each other, but you can't hide nothing from God. No matter how much you try, you can't hide nothing from God. If you get in your Bible, you'll see how a man named Jonah tried to run from it. And everywhere Jonah went, God was there. Everywhere he went, God was there. If God told him to go east, he went west. If God told him to go north, he went south. He did the complete opposite thing that God told him. And every time he ended up, God was there. God was there. Free yourself and get transparent with God. Go before him and confess all your sins. You know, Romans 10:9-10 says that if we confess our sins unto him, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We talked a few weeks ago about righteousness and unrighteousness. I told you that we're righteous by the blood of Jesus, those of us who are saved. Now, if you're not saved and you haven't given your life to Christ yet, then you need to get saved, number one, most importantly. Number two, you are in sin. Well, I haven't done anything wrong. Why you call me a sinner? I haven't done anything wrong. Just to be born, you were born into sin. It says, in sin did my mother conceive me. So just by the mere fact that you're born into sin. Well, how is that? How can I be born into sin because of Adam and Eve? When they sinned against God, then everybody who came after them was sinners as they was born. Just when they was born into this world, they were born into sin. That's why you have to watch this, be born again. See, that way. You got to be born again. Except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. That's why you must be born again. You've got to give your life to Christ. It ain't got nothing to do with what you've done or what you haven't done. Well, I haven't done this. I haven't done that. I've never did this. I've never broken any commandments. There's a story in the Bible of a man that says, was talking to Jesus, and Jesus said, yep, you're right. You did this, did that. Since birth, I haven't done this. And Jesus said, okay, yeah, you didn't care for me. Yeah, you're good, you're good. And he said, there's one thing I got for you to do. Sell everything you got and follow me. And the man walked away sad. He couldn't sell everything. He had great stuff. He had great wealth. But he couldn't give that up to follow Jesus. But everything else he had done right. Almost to the point where, I don't want to say he was prideful, but he was kind of bragging like, I done did everything right. And Jesus was confirming it. Yes, you have. But this one thing I need for you to do, and he couldn't do it. That's when Jesus said that statement, except the man. No, he said that it's easier for a man to go through, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. See, the man had great wealth. So, you know, that's the nugget for tonight. I want you all to just really think about that. What the Lord laid on my heart for you all tonight is just to teach in terms of the scriptures, but also teach. He wants me to show you how he showed me. In terms of my understanding, God wants all of us to have understanding of his word. And I want to give you all a few things of what I do. Number one, I think I mentioned earlier that before I study any scriptures, I always pray. I always ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. Why the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is here with us right now. The Holy Spirit is here with us right now. And his whole purpose, God sent him to lead and guide us into all truth. And what is truth? God's word is true. Matter of fact, God's word is the only truth there is in the earth. A lot of people have a problem understanding truth. It's simply God's word. Thy word is truth. There's nothing else true but God's word. Let God be true and every man be a liar. That's what the word of God says. So you want to know what's truth? Let's make this simple. The word of God is true. So if I'm going to study anything, I'm going to study truth. Because truth is going to bring everything out here in this natural world into context. Everything out here that goes on in your life can be found in the Word. Everything. You'll be amazed at what's in the Word when you get into these scriptures. You get into these scriptures and God will show you things that will absolutely fascinate you. And you'll find yourself in the Word. You'll find your situation and your circumstance in the Word. You know, a lot of you all have Bibles, like my Bible here that I'm looking at. Sometimes you can look at the end of the Bibles. Well, we're going to just talk tonight because God wants you all to understand some things, and that's what he's laid on my heart. Sometimes in the back of a Bible, you'll see things called a concordance. If you have your Bible right now, you can look in the back for something. For those of you who have it, you'll see something that says a concordance. Concordance has certain subjects on top. You know, I'm looking at mine now, and they have certain words, and underneath those words, they've got the scriptures that relate to them, you know, body, you know, Deuteronomy 28:8, blood, Genesis 9:6, brethren, 1 Samuel 16. Then you also have situations in certain Bibles, they will have a one-year reading plan. You want to read the Bible in a year? Just look in your Bible. It'll probably have little sections for you to read. January 1st in my Bible, it says read Genesis 1, 1 through 1, 1 through 3 through chapter verse 24. Genesis 1, 1 through 3, 24. And it's got a little checkbox by it. And you can go through the whole Bible in a year. And then in the back of my Bible, they have certain subjects, certain things we deal with in life. For instance, I've got something here that says lonely. Sometimes we get lonely. 1 Kings 19:1-18 deals with that. Psalm 68:6 deals with loneliness. John 16:5-15 deals with loneliness. Then I got stuff that says sad. In this Bible, it says when you feel COVID. And I'm going to give you all the things that are subject in this Bible that gives me scriptures. When you feel COVID, when you feel afraid, 2 Chronicles 20:15, Psalms 23. And most people know Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures, and it goes on and on and on. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, Lord. See, when you're afraid, you need to remind yourself, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. So when you're afraid, be like, wait a minute, God is with me. God is with me. I don't have to be afraid. God is with me. That same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me. What do I have to fear? What can man do to me? When you're angry, Proverbs 14:29, I know there's one in the scriptures that says, be angry and sin not. You know, God says it's okay to be angry. Why is it okay to be angry? Because God gave that to you as an emotion. That's why it's okay. But he said, don't allow your anger to lead you to sin. See, God wants you to know that this Bible is practical, and that's why he's having me share this with you all tonight. Ashamed. Ashamed. Psalms 51:1-4. You know, God would never have you be ashamed. See? All of these things are in here. Afraid, angry, ashamed, bitter, when you're bored, when you're brokenhearted. See, God has dealt with all of these. Burned out. When you're burned out, when you've been criticized, when you're depressed, when you're disappointed or you're doubtful, or when you're envious or jealous of someone, when there's grief or sorrow in your life, God has scriptures to deal with them. Psalm 23 is also on the grief and sorrow. When you're feeling guilty, maybe you've done something you shouldn't have done, and you feel like God can never forgive me for that. I'm here to tell you that the blood of Jesus has already forgiven you. The blood of Jesus has already paid the price. God knows we're in a fallen world. That's why he had to deal with that sin problem, because we were born in it. That's why he sent the son Jesus. And when you're hurt, when somebody hurts you, or you're insecure, or you feel intimidated, or you're jealous, or you're lonely, you're rebellious, you're feeling rejected or sad or stressed. Sometimes we feel tempted. Sometimes we just want to be thankful. See, it's not all bad. Sometimes we feel weak, we're worried. There are scriptures in here what the Bible says about abortion and abuse and accountability and adultery, or aging and alcohol and angels and appearances and arguments. All of these subjects are in the Bible. See, your life's problems are in this book. That's why you got to get into these scriptures. You need to know God. God wants you to know him. That word know means to develop a relationship with. I think we did a teaching on that several weeks back where it said Adam knew Eve. I asked God many years ago when I was reading the scriptures, and I was studying and meditating the word. And a lot of times when I'm reading and meditating the word, I'll stop at that moment and ask God a question. No, I don't hear a voice, and God don't say. Sometimes I hear something on the inside of me. It's not a hearing. It's more like a knowing. I don't know how to even explain it. The Holy Spirit will say, Or he may tell me, he say, you know what, that's not what it means, no. Because I'll say, well, God, what do you mean Adam knew Eve? Yeah, of course he knew Eve. There were only two people on the earth. There was nobody else. And I'll say, I'm very practical with God. God's like, that's not what it means. You need to, I want you to look up that word, no. So I started, I go to get my dictionary, I look up the word, no. And God, there's a dictionary called the Vines Dictionary. For those of you all who want to know some things, get the Vines Dictionary. Why do I say the Vines? Because the Bible itself were written in Greek and Hebrew and translated over into English. If you want to understand certain words' meaning, the Vines Dictionary is a good place to start. When I look in the Vines, I saw the word know means to have a relationship with. So I went back and I was like, Adam knew Eve. What he was saying was Adam had a relationship with Eve. See how that came alive? Adam had a relationship with Eve. There's a script in the Bible that says in the end times, God is going to say to people, he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You never knew me. You never had a relationship with me. You went to church all the time, but you still didn't know me. You were religious. Religion means you did it over and over again. It's like a discipline, right? But if that discipline doesn't lead to a relationship, how do you get to know God? For those of you all who are married, you know your wife. If somebody said something about your wife, you'll say, no, my wife didn't do that. How do you know? Because I know her. I know her character. I know her nature. I know how she responds in certain situations. Why? Because I've spent time with her. I've developed this relationship through time and intimacy. The God wants us to be intimate with it. Intimacy means you get to know. And when you get to know a person, like we said, prayer is communicating. Communication is two-way. It's not one way. If I just start talking to my wife and then don't wait until she says something back to me, that's not communicating. That's what we do to God, though. We go and pray, and then we get up and leave. We don't stay and listen. You say, well, what do you mean stay and listen? Is he going to say something? Yes. He wants to say something to you. Well, wait a minute. You mean I'm going to hear a voice? I don't. No, that's not what I said. God can speak to you on the inside. I think a lot of times he don't speak to us on the outside because it probably would scare us. If you heard a voice just out the blue and you didn't see nothing and you're in the room by yourself, you'd be terrified because you're human. That's not supposed to happen. So God knows, he knows. God ain't trying to instill fear in us. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Satan will put fear in you. He'll make you thinking all this, all kinds of crazy stuff. But God don't operate like that. Fear and faith can't stay in the same place. So God will speak to you on the inside, but you got to wait. You sit there and wait. And you'll get a knowing. Something will come up in you. You won't hear a voice necessarily. You might say, do this. Like I told you, when he talked to me, he said, that's not what the word no means. I asked the question. I'm talking to him like I'm talking to y'all. I'm like, God, what do you mean? I mean, and you know, I think God has given us all God knows all our personality. And I believe he'll speak to us in terms of our personality. I'm the type of person, I'm a very practical person. I've got to know stuff. I like to understand things. So I ask a lot of questions. One thing I learned early in life, that questions are the answers. What do I mean by that? You'll never get the answer unless you ask the question. And a lot of times when you're in a room full of people and somebody's up there speaking and somebody wants to ask the question, everybody got the same question, but everybody's afraid to ask it. And when that one person has the courage to ask the question, everybody's like, I was just thinking the same thing. See? I was just thinking the same thing. So tonight, God wants me to just talk to you all about practicality. Let's jump into the scriptures and give you all some examples. Jump over to Romans. I'm going to jump to Romans because that's what God's got me at right now. He's had me going through the New Testament again. I've been through the Gospels. I just finished Acts, and now I'm in the book of Romans. And I'm going to just give you all a little bit. I read one chapter a day, just one chapter. It doesn't take a whole lot to spend a whole lot of time with God. But to spend some time with God. as opposed to spending no time with God. God just needs you to spend some time with him. That's it. Just spend some time with him. Well, I don't have enough time. I don't have an hour a day. Well, okay, if you ain't got an hour a day, do you have 15 minutes? Do you have 20 minutes? You can open up the Bible and read one chapter of one book. And once you read that one chapter, one book, it'll blow your mind. God will have you meditating all day. You'll be like, oh, Lord, I didn't see it like that. Here's in Romans, I'm going to tell you how I meditate and how I study the Word. God wants you all to know this because he wants you to get into his Word. He wants to develop that relationship with you. He loves you, and he knows the answers we'll go for. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to tell you how I meditate. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Look at that. There's a lot in that one verse. Okay, first of all, what's the subject? Paul. Paul's the subject. That's what we're talking about, Paul. Now let's look at this. A servant of Jesus Christ. Who's the servant of Jesus Christ? Paul is. Paul's the servant of Jesus Christ. Who was called to be an apostle? Paul was. Paul is a servant, and Paul is an apostle. Look at that. Okay, we got two things out of this just that quick. Separated unto the gospel of God. So Paul is a servant, Paul is an apostle, and Paul was separated. Look at that. He was separated unto the gospel of God. That means God has given him a purpose. God said, I'm going to separate you for the gospel of God. First of all, I'm going to make you an apostle. First of all, you're a servant. Excuse me. First of all, you're a servant of Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to make you an apostle. I'm going to call you to be an apostle. Many are called, few are chosen. Remember that scripture? So Paul was called. Y'all want to know if Paul was called? There it is right there. He just told you. Called to be what? An apostle. Separate unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets. Now watch this. This ain't Paul's promising. This is God. Because look at that scripture again. Separate unto the gospel of God, comma, which he had promised afore by his holy scripture. God promised this. Now the subject changed to God when it says, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Concerning, what did he promise? This promise concerned his son. That's how we know he's talking about God, because Jesus Christ is what? The son of God. He's not the son of Paul. See? So you got to pause and meditate. You pause, you go slowly. You can read it the first time, but if you don't pause, you're going to miss something. And it's easy to miss something in the scripture because every single word, even the word a, by itself, has a meaning. That shows you the preciseness, the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Every word has a meaning in the scriptures. Every single word means something. So you can't miss any of them. And you can't assume it. If you read it quick, you'll go by it and you'll miss it, which he had promised before by his prophets. Which he had promised before by his prophets. His prophets is the one he promised this before by his prophets. He used his prophets to make this promise in the Holy Scriptures. There it is, the Holy Scriptures. These scriptures are holy. These scriptures are holy. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made, now watch this, which was made, who is he talking about now? He's talking about God. Now he's talking about Jesus. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, comma. See that comma there? Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, comma. Now he's going to tell you a little bit about Jesus, which was made of the seed of David. That means he came through David's bloodline. Look at that. He was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now, a lot of you all may not understand that, according to the flesh part. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you the makeup of man, okay? We're made in the image of God. The scriptures say that. We clearly know that, right? God is made of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity. I think a few weeks back, I gave you all a message that the Holy Spirit had given me to give a good friend of mine who's a Muslim. And he had been talking to us about, oh, you Christians, huh? Y'all believe in three gods. And I had to tell him, no, we believe in one God. He said, no, y'all believe in three gods. Y'all talk about God the Father, y'all talk about God the Son, and then y'all talk about some called the Holy Spirit. Like, no, that's one God. And I explained to you all that the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom at the moment to bring a parable. Let me explain to you all a parable. A parable is when Jesus spoke in parables, he was always trying to say something in terms of what you understand. See? A hard saying, you see in the Bible talk, some things you can't understand unless you have something to relate it to, right? You got to have something to relate it to, something you understand. So Jesus would speak a spiritual truth in terms of something in the physical or the natural that you already understood. So that's what a parable is. So the Holy Spirit had given me a parable. I said, wait a minute now. You are a husband to your wife. You are a father to your son. You are a child to your parents. You are a son to your mother. But you're still the same person. So you can have three in one. That was by the wisdom of God. It still blows my mind. It didn't come from me. It came through me. And sometimes God will speak things through you. It'll be your first time hearing it, but it's coming out of your mouth. I know that's hard to believe, but I can show you in the scriptures where that happened. It happened with when Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus turned around and said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven revealed it to you. Basically, you didn't know this, Peter. There's no way you could have known it unless God himself spoke it through you. He spoke it through you. It came out of your mouth. And when you heard it, watch this. Faith came on the inside of your heart. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what did he hear? He heard the words of God. They were spoken through his mouth. Just like as we come and minister to you all on the phone right now, you hear the word of God when I'm reading these scriptures. So then faith comes to you. And we've gone over this several times. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall he preach except he be sent? So you can't believe until you hear. That's why it's so important to hear the word of God. Why? Because hearing brings faith to the inside of your heart. And when you got that faith on the inside of your heart, then you begin to believe. See, it's a process. I just love how God laid this whole system out. It's just brilliant to me. It's absolute brilliant. So let's jump back into Romans. His son, Jesus Christ, verse 3, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh. So according to the flesh, meaning, okay, where was I going with this? All right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, right? We're made in the image of God. So if God has three, then we must be three. Right? We have to, if we're made in his image and his likeness, then he has three parts, then we must have three parts. What are all three parts? All three parts are spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. That's our three parts. All right? And I believe it is in, to find it, but there's a scripture in the Bible that says, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. See? So we're made of the three parts of spirit, soul, and body. So let me give you an explanation of that. You got to understand this. And this is, man is a spirit. Man is a spirit. Now, many weeks ago when I first started ministering on this line, the Holy Spirit had me teach you all, man doesn't necessarily mean male. Man comes from the human species, right? And the human species can be male or female. Male and female are the sex of the human species. So when he's saying man, he's really meaning human, right? Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. There go your three parts right there, spirit, soul, and body, all right? People in the world, they don't understand the spirit. They understand soul, and they understand body. They think the soul is the spirit, but the soul is not the spirit. They're two separate things. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body, and he possesses a soul. That's why God wants it. The word of God says that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The God is a spirit. That's why man is a spirit. Remember, we made in his image and his likeness, right? So man is a spirit. He lives in a body. So the true you is living on the inside of this thing we call the body. Some people call it the flesh. This skin and bone and all that stuff, that's our body. But the true us, the real us, is on the inside of the body. I know for a lot of y'all, you're like, okay, now this has got me. I don't understand that. But I'm going to show you in the scriptures where it makes sense. The true you is on the inside of his body. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. So I'm going to give you a practical example. Right now, I am sitting in the basement of my house, right? So I'm on the inside of this house. So the people outside can't see me. See me, why? Because I'm on the inside of this house. They see the house, but they don't see what's on the inside of this house. That's the example I want you to get. I don't see the true you. I see your body, and I see something that may be similar to the true you, but it's not the true you. The true you is a spirit. The spirit man is on the inside, right? Now let's go to the soul. The soul, he says, he possesses a soul, which means we have a soul, which means I'm sitting on the inside of my house right now, and I possess something. Let's say I got a TV in here. I'm just going to use the TV, anything that's in this room with me, a chair or whatever. I possess that. I own that, right? So man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul, right? And see, in the scriptures, when a person dies, that person separates. The spirit and the soul goes to the place, depending on the decision that was made while they was in the body on this earth. And where does the body go back? The body goes back to the dust of the earth from which it was made. That's in Genesis. When God created man, he took this dirt out of the ground. He formed this man, this body. And then he blew in through this man's nostrils, his spirit. And then man became a living soul. So the scriptures say. That's right here in the book. So see, there your spirit, soul, and body right there in the beginning as well. So when a person dies, it separates. The spirit and the soul goes to the place based on the decision it made on the earth, and then the body goes back to the dust of the earth which it was made. That's why when you put that person in that casket, eventually that body's going to break back down into dirt. The land is so important. The Holy Spirit has given me such a revelation of the land. I'm going to teach on that one day. It is blowing my mind just learning it, the land. Some weeks back, I think I remember we were teaching, and the Spirit of God gave me a nugget in the midst of the teaching. It was new for me. It was so interesting how everything was coming from the land during creation. And it never dawned on me that God created man from the land. But then the Holy Spirit showed me later on when Adam and Eve sinned against God, the punishment was Adam, was the land. Why? Because that's where he came from. That's where his body was created from. That's the brilliancy of God, see. Those are the nuggets you get when you get into these scriptures and you get into this word and you study it. I'm here to tell you, you can lose yourself in it. You'll be like, wow, this is so powerful. Not only that, you see what's going on in life. Like, now, God, I'm in this way. You got to help me. Show me what to do about this problem. I'm angry right now, Lord. I mean, they really made me mad. I know my son be angry, but sin not. It's okay to be angry, but don't let that anger lead you to sinning. I gave you that emotion for anger, but you got to use it in the right way. Don't use that anger to get revenge. When I told you in my scripture that vengeance is mine and I will repay, you don't have to get revenge. God will get it for you. Vengeance is mine and I will repay. You just keep praying for that person and keep your heart pure. That's God's job. That's not your job. God's the judge. We're not. That's why we don't judge not, so that you won't be judged. I never judge a person. Never judge a man or a woman. Right? Never judge them, or a male or a female, however you want to do it. We know human is the species. See? These are things that God hid. But if you're not in Christ, none of this stuff I'm saying is making sense to you right now. It's like gibberish. It's like he's talking crazy. I'm here to tell you, but if you are in Christ, you know everything that I'm saying is lining up with the scriptures. For those of you all spending that relationship with God, or even if you just heard it from some other pastors or preachers or teachers or evangelists or prophets, it's lining up with the word. There are answers that are going forth, the things you've had questions about, and God wants you to know that he will answer. Some of you all have had questions for years, and now it's all coming clear to you. Just in the few minutes that we're talking about this. And that's because of the Holy Spirit wants you to know. He wants you to know. He wants you to understand. He wants you to spend time with him. He wants you to develop a relationship with him. This thing is about to wrap up. God needs you to spend time with him, spend and build a relationship with him. He also needs you to minister to others, those that are around you, to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They need to understand that this love that God has for them is unconditional. That he sent his only son. You know, I got one child. That's my daughter. That's it. Only got one child. That means that's my only child. You know, my only child. Imagine that for you all who have children out there, you only got one child. God gave up his only child for you. He sent his only child to die on the cross for you. Before you were even born. He died. He died for us before we was born. I wasn't born during the time Jesus walked the earth or when he was crucified. I was yet to be born. See, he knew when I was going to be born. I was going to be born in the sin. And he also knew that I would be born again unto righteousness. This ain't nothing to play with. People go to church every day and they hear the word and they hear the scriptures. Some don't get the understanding they need, and God wants you to have the understanding. Because you can't do what you don't understand. A lot of times you fear what you don't understand. And God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he gave you. So he wants you to understand. Proverbs says, in all your getting, get understanding. God wants you to understand. That's a core belief that I have in my life. I believe in understanding. I mean understanding in everything. I mean definitely understanding the word, because this is the foundation. This is the root. This is the seed of everything. I don't care what occupation you're in, whether you're in stocks and bonds, whether you're in finance, whether you're in technology, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a carpenter, whether you are a mechanic working on the cars, or whether you fly a plane, or whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, it doesn't even matter, because everything came from this word. And when you start getting an understanding of this word, everything else in your life is going to change. You'll become a better doctor. You become a better lawyer. God will give you wisdom on a surgery. God will say, now you need to do this because of this. God will give you witty ideas. He'll give you ideas for inventions of things that haven't been made. There's so many nuggets in the Bible, so much in the word. When you get into it, one of these days, thank you, Holy Spirit. I heard that. I'm going to start in Genesis, and we're going to go all the way through. I'm going to begin in Genesis, and every week we're going to go all the way through. We're going to go from Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and then you're going to start clearly seeing how it ties together. And the more you start seeing it, how it ties together, even sermons you've heard in the past are going to start making sense things that you've heard other ministers and pastors and the prophets and evangelists and teachers, all that stuff is going to line up because God wants you to know him. Only way you can know him, you've got to spend time with him. And the way you build a relationship with him, because he has left his word, you build it through this word. You must renew your mind with the word of God. And that's why he wants us to renew our mind. See, right now we got the word of the world, the things that we've learned in the world, all our knowledge, our education, our relationships with different people, our family members and friends and coworkers, our governments, you know, whatever. We've got all these different relationships and things. So we're going based on the world. We're making our decisions based on things we've understood in the past. And some of those decisions aren't good decisions. Well, we should make our decisions based on the word of God because the word of God is truth. It's truth. It's the only truth there is in the earth. That's why it's going to always stand. The word of God will always stand. Heaven and earth will pass away. The word will always stand. That's what the scriptures say. This is truth. And if you search it like nuggets, God will give you wisdom. God will give you ideas. There's so much, there's so much in this word. It's just, like I said, I don't even know how else to say it. And I know I'm getting a little off track, but going back to Romans. So stop and pause when you're reading the scriptures. And in verse 4, and declare to be the Son of God with power. See, Jesus, we're still talking about Jesus. First we said, verse 3, Jesus Christ, he's the seed of David. There it is, according to the flesh. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. He was declared to be the Son of God, watch this, with power. Catch that? According to the Spirit of holiness. Who is the Spirit of holiness? I wish I could see everybody. Who's the Spirit of holiness? Watch this. The Spirit of holiness. Watch this. Reverse it. The Holy Spirit. You see that? The Spirit of holiness is the Holy Spirit. By the resurrection from the dead. So let's look at that. He was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So the power of the Holy Spirit is what resurrected him from the dead. Do you all not see that? The power of the Holy Spirit is what resurrected him from the dead. He was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Do you all know that Jesus was resurrected from the dead? Resurrected from the dead. A lot of people don't believe that. How did he come back to life? A lot of religions have a problem with that. They don't believe a person can die and come back to life. But Jesus did it. He did it. And I'll show you in the scriptures where I believe it was Lazarus. He raised Lazarus from the dead too. But that's we'll get into that another time. Everything God's going to do, he's already done. Don't ever forget that. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes talks about that. By whom, we, now he's talking about us, what did we receive? We received grace, apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. You see that? By whom we have received grace and apostleships for obedience. So that tells me grace and apostleship was given for obedience to the faith. What were we obedient to? The faith among what? All nations. Not just one nation, all nations. For his name. Whose name? Jesus. That's why at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee. That means the knees in America. That means the knees in Saudi Arabia. That means the knees in Africa. That means the knees in Australia, Russia, England. Well, let me just go ahead and just say it the simple way. The knees in North America, the knees in South America, the knees in Europe, the knees in Asia, the knees in Australia, the knees in Antarctica, and the knees in Africa. Why did I do it that way? Those are the continents of this planet. So instead of me trying to remember all the countries, let's just name the continent, because the countries are on the continents or in the continents. North America, including Canada, the United States, Central America, then you got South America. So every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess. So he said in all the nations, for his name, the name of Jesus, among whom are ye also called of Jesus Christ. There it is. Among whom are ye also called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So God wants you all to understand. That's how this is all I'm doing. I'm simply asking the Holy Spirit to teach me. And as I begin to study and meditate in this word, I'm pausing and I'm asking questions. The Holy Spirit will tell me, look at that a certain way. Look at it. The Spirit of Holiness. Who's the Spirit of Holiness? The Holy Spirit. Okay. All right. So this is the Holy Spirit. Okay. So you're talking about Jesus Christ. Yep. He's the seed of David. Yep. That's right. That's right. He's the seed of David. It means he's from that bloodline. See, if you did a family tree, he'll be in that bloodline. Now, we know that he's the Son of God. We know that Mary wasn't pregnant by a man. She shall be found with child of the Holy Spirit. So we know that. But he had to come to a body, right? Came through the body of Mary into this earth. But he came through the seed of David. That's his bloodline. Like your family tree, that's his family line. Let's turn to a couple of other places. Let's go into, I don't know, we can choose anywhere. Let's go into, let's go back to John chapter 3. And we're going to look at some things here, John chapter 3. And some things are storylines. And I want you to pay attention to storylines. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Okay, so Nicodemus was a Pharisee. A ruler of the Jews. There it is. You know, rulers of the Jews were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So out of these two segments of people, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. The same, talking about Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night. So Nicodemus, a Pharisee, who is also a ruler of the Jews, he came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, what did Nicodemus say to Jesus? Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. That's interesting. First of all, he came to him at night. Now remember, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. They figured he was Joseph's son because they saw him growing up as a kid. All right? He playing with other kids. You don't see much about Jesus' childhood in the scriptures. You see a few times, but not much. But they saw him as a child, as a regular human. You know, he grew up as a kid. He came from Joseph's wife, you know. So, you know, what are you talking about? He's the Son of God. He's the son of Joseph. They don't believe that. But it's interesting, Nicodemus came to him at night, which means Nicodemus probably didn't want some of his Pharisee buddies to see him talking to Jesus, or some of his Sadducee brothers to see him talking to Jesus. So he comes by, and listen to what he says. He says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. So in other words, I see you as a teacher. I don't see you as the Son of God, but you're a good teacher. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Nicodemus based his opinion of Jesus, meaning that we know that he came from God, he based that fact on the fact that Jesus did these miracles, and he said no man can do these miracles unless God is with him. So he said, well, you know, God must be with you because you're doing these miracles. Because no man can do that unless God is with him. No man can do it unless God's with him. So Nicodemus is basing this based on what he has observed. That's the point I'm trying to say. He's observed Jesus laying hands on somebody and they got healed. He may have observed Jesus laying hands on somebody whose leg was gone and the leg probably grew back right in front of him. And he's like, you know what? Nobody can do that but God. So God got to be with you. Now, this is interesting. Watch this. God got to be with you, but you can't be God. I think that's very interesting. So But God got to be with you. Look, listen to this conversation with Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. That word verily, I always say, pay attention. Look, listen up. Listen at what I'm about to say. Listen at what I'm about to say. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Look at that. Out of all the scriptures, God, get the Holy Spirit just led me to that. I just said that a second ago. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Mind you, I did not plan to turn to this. The Spirit of God just led me to it. Once again, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, bro, you got to be born again. You're seeing all these miracles and stuff that I'm doing, but if you were born again, you'd know that I'm the Son of God. And I'm not just some teacher that God is with. I am the Son of God. But you're seeing me as Joseph's boy. And you say, well, can no man do these miracles unless God is with him? But Jesus says, okay, I say this unto you, Nicodemus, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus is about to minister to him and say, look, you need to get born again, bro. Listen, watch what Nicodemus' response is. How can a man be born when he is old? Now, does that not make common sense to you all? Somebody come to you and say, well, how can I be born again? Man, I'm 50 years old. I'm going to be born again. Can I climb back up in my mother's womb? Watch what Nicodemus say. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That's like something we would say today. That's exactly like something we would say today. The God wants you to relate to these scriptures just like you would today. I get that. That would be the question I ask. You come to me and tell me I can be born again. How am I going to be born again? I've been born once. I came through my mother's womb. Does that mean I'm going to climb back up in her womb? Look at Jesus' response. Jesus answered, verily, verily. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. That's what he said. I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now watch this. Let's look at something here. Jesus said the same thing twice, except he gave a little bit more details the second time. Do y'all see that? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3. When Nicodemus said, can I be born? How can I be born again? Can I climb to my... Now Jesus said, let me say this again, but let me give you a little bit more details. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. He just told you the two ways you can be born. You can be born of water. That's in your physical. That's when a woman goes into the hospital after 9 months and her water breaks. Her water breaks. You see that? Her water breaks. What are you talking about? Born of water. When a woman's water breaks, that means the child's getting ready to come, right? Exactly. I know some of y'all out there right now saying, man, and of the Spirit. That's the second birth. Right? That's when you're born again. Now you're born of the Spirit. See, you're born of water the first time when you come through your woman's womb. But when you accept Jesus Christ, you're born again. Now you're born of the Spirit. He said, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So both of those qualifications have to come true. You got to be born of water, and you got to be born of the Spirit. To a lot of people out there, some of y'all listening right now, y'all been born of water, but y'all haven't been born of Spirit. How do you get born of Spirit? You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's how you get born of the Spirit. That's what born again literally means. See, I love how the scriptures define themselves. The scriptures will always answer the question itself. You know, it's funny because a good attorney can always use the law to answer the question. You don't have to necessarily look outside of it. That's what a good attorney does. You can take this book, this Bible, these scriptures, and answer every question you need. And God, as he's teaching you, is going, I love when I'm, a lot of times when I'm meditating, the Holy Spirit will answer the question before I even ask it. Or if I ask it right then, the next verse will be answering it. That's how you communicate with God. I'm talking to God. I'm having a conversation with him. I'm communing with God. I'm communicating with him. I'm communicating through prayer, too. The prayer is more of a focused time. I'm asking him stuff, and he talking, and I'm talking, and we having a good time. And oh, I'm not necessarily hearing the voice. I keep having to say that because some of y'all are thinking I'm crazy, like I'm hearing a voice. No, I'm not hearing a voice. The Holy Spirit speaks to me on the inside. But you know what? He always speaks to me through his word. And whatever he speaks to you is going to always line up with his word. He will never speak outside his word. That's one thing God will never do. Because his word is true. Everything God says to you is going to line up with something in the scriptures, in this book. And it may be the oddest thing. You may think it's not in there, but I'm here to tell you it is. Now, Jesus gives him the detail. Verse 6, and then we'll get ready to end. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. We just told you the flesh was the body, right? We just said that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love the way the Holy Spirit brings it together. That's all him. Thank you, Lord. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. See how he went into further details. So this is like, okay, this guy ain't getting it, all right? He ain't getting what I'm saying. So I got to explain it to him. And I got to break it down for him so he can understand it. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So that which is born of flesh is what he means by born of water. And I told you when a woman's water break, see how the Holy Spirit gave me that? A woman's water break, that means the birth is about to happen. That which is born of flesh is flesh, verse 6. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now watch this. He's going to give him a parable right quick, and I'm going to end right here. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now there's a mystery there, and I'm going to teach on that another time. But basically he's giving him a parable. You say, okay, Nicodemus, you understand the wind, right? Yeah, I understand the wind. All right. So the wind blows, and sometimes you can hear the wind. But here's what's interesting about the wind. You don't know whether it's coming or whether it's going. It's not to mention the wind is invisible. You can't see it. But it's real. You can't see it, but it's real. Get that in your spirit. There are a lot of invisible things that we can't see, but they are very real. The wind is the prime example of it. You don't see the wind. You see the results of the wind. I see the wind. I see those trees out there moving. No, you see the results of the wind. You see the wind blowing against those trees, but you don't actually see the wind. You don't know what's making those trees move. Maybe it's not a wind. Maybe it's some invisible angel over there just shaking them, and you think it's the wind. But then you feel something up against your skin. You're like, okay, that's the wind. But you don't see the wind. Oh, you don't believe? Okay. Take your mouth and blow on your arm. You feel your breath blowing up against your arm, but you don't see your breath, right? That's like the wind. You feel it up against your arm. You feel it up against your arm. So there's so many more things that are invisible that are real. Does anybody tell you invisible things aren't real? Uh-uh. I just proved to you that they were. But I'm going to end right there. God wants you all to study his word. He wants you to get into this book. He wants you to meditate. He wants you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Before I read every scripture in the Bible, before I even begin to read and meditate in the word of God, before I begin to spend time with God, I say, help me, Holy Spirit. Teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a quick little prayer I say. Spirit, have your way in me and through me. The Holy Spirit is sitting on the edge of his seat, ready for you all to start talking to him. Because he's with you, if you're born again, if you're born of the Spirit. Look at that. So you got to give your life to Christ, though. If you didn't give your life to Christ, God will have mercy on you. God can still help you. But the life you need to live, the Holy Spirit is here waiting on you to get born again. He's wooing you to get born again. That's why you're listening to me right now. That's why y'all on the phone. You thought you came on your own, didn't you? No, you didn't. You showed up tonight to hear this message because you've been asking God and this stuff ain't making sense to you and you want answers to questions, and God knows that. And God's like, you know what? I'm going to do something a little bit different tonight. I'm gonna have my servant teach them about this. I'm gonna have him show them what I have taught him. Freely we receive, freely we give. Whatever God has me to do, I'll do it. Because he God. He God. There's more than enough for everybody on this planet because God created it that way. We just got to get into his word. First, we got to accept his son, Jesus. We got that we must. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. That's a whole other teaching, too. The kingdom of God. See, God has a system, and the world has a system. But you know what? Jesus said, you are from beneath, but I'm from above. You're from this world, but I'm not from this world. See, the world is a system. The world is a system. The earth is a planet. I want y'all to hear that again. The world is a system. The earth is a planet. We always tend to confuse the world and the earth as one. They're not one. The world is a system. It's a system of operation. That's what Jesus said. You're in this world. You're in this system, but you're not of this system. We're of the kingdom of God system. It says when a man hits you on your cheek, hit him back. The kingdom of God system says when they hit you on the cheek, turn to the other cheek and let them hit that side too. That makes sense, right? But Jesus told us, my ways are not your ways. The world says, you know, the world says when somebody despitefully use you, you use them back. The word says, the word, the kingdom of God system says, pray for those that despitefully use you. You do the totally opposite thing that they think. And I remember saying this years ago. I said, you do just about the opposite of what the world wants you to do. You're just about in line with what God wants you to do. Just do the opposite. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Narrow is the gate that leads to salvation. My dad had a little wisdom when he was young. My pop, I tell you, you know, as you get older, you realize just how smart your parents are sometimes when they was giving you wisdom. He said, if everybody else is going left, you go right. That lines up with the word of God. It says, wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Narrow is the gate that leads to salvation. Or as the old people used to say, don't follow the crowd. Word is the final authority in everything. This word is so delicious. It's the best thing on the planet. It's the most powerful thing on the planet. And you got to get in it. First, you got to get born again. Number one, give your life to Christ. For those of you all who have given their life to Christ, you know, Holy Spirit has always led me, whenever I teach, to end the teaching with the altar call, as they would say, the moment of truth, the time for the decision. It's time for you to make a decision. Do you want your life changed? If you do, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, sanctify me. Fill me with your spirit. I accept your son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I confess it right now with my mouth. And I believe it in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Send him to me to lead and guide me into all truth, that I may come to know you as my Lord and Savior, as my friend, as my advocate, as my healer, my protector, and my peace. Thank you, Father, for saving me this day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. Now, the first thing I'm going to tell you to do, number one, if you don't have a Bible, get a Bible. Find a Bible. Borrow a Bible. Go out on Amazon if you have access to the internet, order a Bible. Go to a store and get a Bible. Ask somebody if they have a Bible. Whatever you do, you got to get a Bible. You got to get these scriptures. You got to get his word. And as you get it, you know, also stay on this Prayer News Network line. Keep hearing the word because that's what's going to build your faith. If you have a church there where they're teaching the word, go to that church and hear the word. I mean, to tell you, if you read the scriptures before you go in there, God going to confirm it to you. It's like you're preparing yourself for the word before you get there. A lot of times when I used to go to church you know, during the normal times when churches was open, like now they are, you go to church, I've read the word, but when I get in church, I hear the word, and I can almost tell where the pastor's going because I have spent that private time with God. That's so important. It's so important to a church somewhere. The word of God says, do not forsake assembling yourselves with other believers. There are answers in the midst of other believers. And if you can't get to a church, just continue listening to the Prayer News Network. I do both. I love to hear the word. The word is what builds my faith. It encourages me. It keeps my hope alive. It makes me know that there is a God who's in control in all things at all times, no matter what circumstance or situation I may be in, whether it's healing, deliverance, safety, protection, whatever I need, God is with me. And I know it because I built my faith from hearing the word. You know, and if you can find a Bible in an app, listen to it. I listen to my Bible at night when I go to bed. I have it playing on the speakers. I have it playing throughout the night. Sometimes I wake up so joyful because that word has just been going all night. It's just been planting on the inside. Faith comes by hearing. I'm asleep, but this word's still going in. Word's still going in. See, God wants us to develop that relationship with him. So I'm going to end it right there, and I'm grateful for all of you all who have listened tonight. This is the way that God wanted me to teach tonight, and I just obey the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit leads me, I go in that direction that he wants and do what he says because he knows things. He knows who's on this line right now. He knows who needed these answers tonight. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to you and that you will take it and use it, learn it, and live it in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God thanks and praise tonight for this word. Glory to God. The direction that he took us is very, very needful. But we just thank God tonight, amen, because even as we begin to delve into the word, we'll begin to get the meat of what God is saying. And
yes,
this word brings us to, as you said, the practicality of
yes,
studying and getting into the word. So we just thank God tonight, amen. We thank God for the nugget. Listen, that nugget was rich, rich, rich in and of itself.
Yes.
And it just really
yes,
did set us up for the word on tonight. And I tell
yes,
you, I just thank God. As always, so much has come out of the word on tonight. So just rich, rich, rich Bible study. And we just thank God for it. And we do pray that everybody would refresh themselves on the word of God. And I thank God for the, what is it? The appeal to just get
yes,
in the word, like you said. And this is really, like you said, this is really how we get the richness of the word. Even as you begin to
yes,
read the one chapter, that first chapter right there, how you were able to pull out three major things, you know, about the
right,
Apostle Paul. And
yes,
this is good because it's going to encourage us. It's going to help us to slow down. And
yes,
and as they say, not to just run over the word, but to really, really pull from it so much
yes,
that the Lord wants to speak to us. And I thank mm-hmm, God for it tonight. I thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for it on tonight. Like I said, so much has been dropped, even about being transparent, you know, before the Lord and just
yes,
just everything, everything. And people mm-hmm, of God, I tell you, this is, it's rich. It is rich. Amen. Just that appeal, the appeal, that's it, the appeal before us to even get just one chapter. Just beautiful. And we thank you. We thank you for sharing with us, because a relationship, we can tell that you're very passionate about the Lord. You're very passionate about your relationship, and you're just beginning to share with us so that we can see, so that we can glean. Believe it or not, a lot of people are really looking for, and this is how we go and we get into the deeper depths in God. And,
yes,
you know, there are higher heights and deeper depths. And this is how we get into the deeper depths, as the scripture declares, deep calleth unto deep. And so the Lord wants to bring us, you know, take us. He wants to take us out. He wants to take us out there further. So we thank the Lord, amen, that we could, as we say, glean from, you know, just like you said, the practicality of the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so we just thank the Lord tonight. We give him praise. Amen. We bless him. Amen. For this word on tonight. And we
thank God.
Glory to God. We thank God for the prayer. We believe God by faith. Amen. That somebody has heard and that somebody has given their lives to the Lord. Amen. And if you gave your life to the Lord, and if you're not on the line, you can always call us. Amen. Maybe you're not on the line now, but whenever you give your life to the Lord, whenever you surrender unto him, amen, we would like to know, as the man of God said, perhaps we can help you to get a Bible. Yes, we can help you get a Bible or whatever you need for your new journey, for your new journey. And what better way to start your journey other than by the richness of the studying of the Word of God. So we're on tonight. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Simply text us at 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can certainly text us, and that number is 678-608-7234. You can text us via WhatsApp. Text us via WhatsApp, and we will certainly get a copy of this broadcast to you. Don't forget, you can always go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page or the New Garden 52 page. We're plugged in there. Even as we're broadcasting, so you can go out and listen to it as often as you like. And for those that don't have Facebook, you can certainly just go out on the internet, Google Prayer News Network, and there you'll be able to get a copy and listen to a copy of the broadcast there. And though, again, those of you who like podcasts, you can certainly listen to it via podcast from the web. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. And we just, again, thank God for you, man of God. We just want to, amen, speak a word of prayer over your life on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We're thanking you for your servant, thanking you on tonight for this vessel that you've called for this time and for this hour. Now, Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon him afresh, breathe upon him, restore virtue unto him, even so now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for meeting his every need, for meeting his every desire. We thank you on tonight for guiding and directing him in the way that you would have him to go. We thank you tonight. Thank you for blessing the ministry. Glory to God that you've placed within him. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for blessing his family. Thank you for blessing, oh God, everything that concerns him. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we glorify you, oh God. We're thanking you yet again. We're thanking you for this word. Thanking you for this word. We bless you. We glorify you, Father. We're asking that you would shine, cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your face to shine upon him and give him peace in everything that he do and everything he say. And, Father, we thank you now for blessing his going out and his coming in from this time forth, even now and forevermore. We glorify you, oh God, and we do declare, we decree, there should be no backlash of the enemy. We're thanking you, glory to God, there should be no retaliation of, oh God, there shall be no retaliation from the enemy on tonight. We forbid it as sons of God. Father, we thank you. We bless you now for the power and authority that you've invested in us. We glorify you. We thank you. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to
Amen.
God. Yes, God. And tonight, men of God, again, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you now for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. In Jesus' name, you have the platform.
Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for just tonight. Thank you for everybody who was listening. I pray, Lord God, that their lives will never be the same again. I pray that they will be blessed going in and blessed coming out, Lord God. Bless them and keep them, Lord.
Yes.
For they are your chosen. They are your children. Father,
yes.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together again. And we give you praise and honor and glory for it. Thank you for those that have been saved tonight. And I pray that the Lord will continue to add to this line daily, that everyone who hears the messages that come across this network will be blessed and changed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you again. People of God, we just want to invite you to come back. Come back on tomorrow night. Come back and invite someone to come and be with you. Invite and tell somebody. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. Tell somebody about what the Lord is doing. Tell somebody and compel them to come. Amen. Glory to God. God bless
Amen.
You tonight. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. And we look to hear you, see you on tomorrow night. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. goodbye.